hallucine.
All right, winding up the show with some Stereolab in the background. Constant and Uniform Movement Unknown. They're on tour. Something new from Copiers, Louisville's finest. Drama. Gonna send that repetitive minimalist jam out to Ken Jacobs, rest in peace. 34 Trolley from Philly before that, coming for you. And I start off that set with Selborg, something new from them. New cassette coming out, Selborg 3, that was Relay Repeater. Tom Dash here, wrapping up here on the Rock and Soul stream. We got Frank and Queens with the hard stuff coming up in a few. Thank you so much for hanging. Enjoy your fall weather. We're going to have a turn to cooler weather soon, thankfully. Thank God. And I'll see you in a week or so. Tom Dash, over and out.
I got a heart full of soul.
talking. Well, that's what I've got to say. That's what things are awful. Not just being awful. That's what things are blaming. Not just being offended. That's one thing I can do without.
My way, that's good to see. Well, how I'm thinking, is it really me? You're giving me something that lights a fall. It can't be just nice. My eyes, you cold. I'd like to get to know you, sure, and take this thing just one step more to find out just what it's all for. But he's always there. You're fixing my eyes with a constant gaze. You could really have me in other days. Come a little closer, he's not to see. There's something going between you and me. I'd like to get to know you, sure, and take this thing just one step more to find out just what it's all for. But he's always there.
Let's do.
We'll do it for you to listen to.
Shapes of things before my eyes just teach me to despise. Will time make man more wise? Here within my lonely frame, my eyes just hurt my brain. But will it seem the same? Come tomorrow, will I be older? Come tomorrow, may be a soldier. Come tomorrow, may I be bolder than today. Now, the trees are almost green, but will they still be seen? Destroy these lands, don't make them desert sand. Come tomorrow, will I be older? Come tomorrow, may be a soldier. Come tomorrow, may I be bolder than
You're listening to the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Frank in Queens. Welcome to another Super Tuesday here on Rock and Soul Radio. That means that the Hard Stuff program can be heard from 6 to 7 p.m. just like it can every week. And just like every week, I want to thank Tom Dash for kicking off the Super Tuesday lineup. He can be heard from 4 to 6 p.m. And of course, when the Hard Stuff program calls it quits at 7 p.m., we got the rest of the Super Tuesday lineup coming up this evening. That'll take you to 11 p.m. More information about that a little bit later in tonight's program, but here's a spoiler. You're not going to want to miss a single second of it. We're also 1 week into our October Hellraiser fundraising event here on WFMU, our end-of-the-year, low-key, month-long fundraiser, where we humbly come to you, the listener, and ask you to pledge your financial support to keep WFMU afloat for the rest of the broadcast year. As part of that fundraising effort, we have just a ton of special programming planned for you all month long here all across WFMU and its affiliated streams. Too many things to really mention on mic. I have a lot to say on these mic breaks this evening. So I encourage you instead to head on over to WFMU.org/upcoming to check out all the a full and comprehensive list of all the special programming we have coming up for you all month long. And as part of Hard Stuff's effort to raise funds for WFMU this Hellraiser, tonight we're doing one of our periodic spotlight shows on the program. And as you probably guessed from listening to tonight's first set of music, tonight we are spotlighting one of the most important bands of the 1960s, the Yardbirds, and also taking this opportunity to pay tribute to Chris Dreja of the band, who unfortunately passed away back on September 25th, although it was not announced to the public until sometime last week. On October 1st, I believe. So let me tell you what you heard in tonight's first Yardbirds set while I'm doing that, and as I do periodically on the spotlight shows. Again, too much information to share with you on mic if I want to keep these hour-long programs jammed with as much music as I possibly can. So I'm going to post some historic and informational bits about Chris and the band over on rockandsoulradio.org. You'll find some information on the Acu playlist, which is updated for you in real time. As the tunes are spinning, you'll also find some more stuff on the comments board over there. And at the top of the page, you'll see the pledge widget. That's how you pledge your support to Hard Stuff and WFMU during this month-long Hellraiser fundraising event. Once again, rockandsoulradio.org. We ended tonight's first set of Yardbirds tunes with one of, if not the first, psychedelic single of the 1960s. That was Shapes of Things from 1966. Got that off the 1986 Rhino Records compilation, Greatest Hits Volume 1, 1964 to 1966. Unfortunately, there was no Greatest Hits Volume 2. Before that, we heard an early single from the Yardbirds that was I Wish You Would, their version of the Billy Boy Arnold song, originally released in 1964. Got that off the 1965 For Your Love LP put out by Epic Records. Before that, we heard He's Always There from 1966, originally released on the Roger the Engineer album. Got that from a 1983 Epic compilation simply titled The Yardbirds, which is essentially a reissue of Roger the Engineer, along with the tunes Happenings 10 Years Time Ago and Psycho Daisies. Before that, we heard another early single, or another early track, I should say, from the Yardbirds. That was I'm Not Talking, their version of the Mose Allison tune. Another one taken from 1965's For Your Love LP. Prior to that, we heard You're a Better Man Than I, a tune written by Mike Hug of Manfred Mann fame. That was from 1965's Having a Rave Up with the Yardbirds LP. Prior to that, we heard Over Under Sideways Down, taken off the 1966 LP of the same name put out by Epic Records, essentially the U.S. version of the Roger the Engineer album. Prior to Over Under Sideways Down, we heard Heartful of Soul, one of a couple of singles written by Graham Gouldman for the band, another one taken off the 1965 Having a Rave Up with the Yardbirds LP. And starting off that first set of music and the show like we always do was, of course, the theme to the Hard Stuff program, and that was Irish Coffee with the show Part 1, taken off a 1971 German 7-inch on the Pirates label. As mentioned earlier, we are 1 week into our month-long October Hellraiser fundraising event here on WFMU, and this year we have a goal of $360,000 to raise by the end of the month if we want to stay afloat for the rest of the broadcast year. We always rely on support from our listeners to provide the bulk of our funding here at WFMU, and this year is no exception, but in fact it's more important than ever, if you possibly can, to pledge your support to WFMU, as we have just lost this year, and unfortunately going forward, about 8% of our operating budget due to the federal government cutting funding for the community service grant, which we had been receiving for the last 20 years. And just like that, we have unceremoniously lost about $200,000 a year that we relied on as part of our operating budget. So once again, if it's at all possible, please pledge your support to WFMU. You can do that by clicking on the pledge widget at the top of the Hard Stuff show page over at rockandsoulradio.org. And as always, we have some great tokens of our appreciation for you for your pledge, depending on the amount that you pledge for. You can find more information about that over at wfmu.org/swag. I'm going to post some pictures of stuff on the Accu playlist on the Hard Stuff show page as well. A couple of things I want to tell you about. We have two great t-shirts, two new t-shirts exclusive to the Hellraiser this year. We have the Jersey Devil t-shirt design by Alicia Burbanek. Also, Cubist Delight design by Mary Fleener. A $50 pledge will get you one of those. A $100 pledge will get you both of those, plus a DJ premium. Once again, found at wfmu.org/swag. You can make a one-time pledge of any amount to us. That would be greatly appreciated. But if you can, we have a program called Swag for Life. And what that is, that allows a listener to make monthly pledges to WFMU. It's a great way for the station to receive steady monthly income throughout the year. I find it's also a great way to take a larger dollar amount that you'd like to pledge but might not be able to come up with it in one shot. Swag for Life allows you to break up that payment starting at $10 a month, $120 for the year, over the course of 12 months. If you join the Swag for Life program, you'll have some great swag coming your way, of course, depending on the dollar amount you pledge. But everyone joining Swag for Life this Hellraiser will be getting a copy of WFMU's LCD magazine. We're up to issue number 30. This is the songs issue. If you're already an existing member of Swag for Life, and you want to either up your monthly pledge or pledge a one-time amount to the Hellraiser of any amount, we'll be sending you the WFMU Woof Moo Beanie as a token of our appreciation. Much more on offer as far as swag goes, depending on the dollar amount. But please, any amount that you can possibly send our way to help keep us going would be greatly appreciated. Help keep us freeform, help keep us non-commercial, and like I said, help keep us just being the great WFMU that you've grown to love since you first started listening. Once again, rockandsoulradio.org, hit the pledge widget up there, pledge your support to Hard Stuff, pledge your support to WFMU all month long. Help us meet that goal of $360,000 before October 31st. Let's get back into the music. Let's get back into the Yardbirds music on tonight's Spotlight edition of the Hard Stuff program. We're going to start off this second set with one more track from the Jeff Beck era of the Yardbirds before we get into some of the later Jimmy Page era material. We're going to start off the second set of music with the track Lost Woman from the Roger the Engineer album here on the Hard Stuff program on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio.
Future coming like the rising of the tide, but I lost you, woman, the only woman who was my kind. Made me lose my money, you made me lose my mind. It's people like you, baby, go to ruin mankind, but I lost you, woman.
On the run. What will that bring?
He loves to be
a southern weed.
He loves the flowers.
stupid flower power.
He thinks he's free.
Well, so do we.
He's got no home.
Toss him a bone.
Stupid brat.
He loves a girl.
He's from another world.
His love is sweet.
He's got bare feet.
He don't bother no one.
Won't leave him alone.
He hides away.
We'll find him today.
He'll try to shout.
He'll drag him out.
He'll try to cry.
He'll smash his eye.
He'll scream out why.
Because he didn't try.
Everyone knows. We'll be right back.
it stay? Is it go? Give me a clue, I just wanna know. Give me a clue as to where I am at. Feel like a mouse and you act like a cat. Say as it go, I'm being abused and I think I should go. Come on, baby, I'm starting to crack. You're out to get me, you're on the right
I'd be better off dead. If you're out to get me, you're on the right track. Quitting teasing, I'm starting to crack. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dream. days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
The Hard Stuff Show here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. We closed out the second set of tonight's Spotlight on the Yardbirds episode of the Hard Stuff program with the track that caused Eric Clapton to leave the Yardbirds back in 1965. That was For Your Love, written by the great Graham Gouldman. Got that off the For Your Love LP put out in 1965. Before that, we heard a track called Taking a Hold of Me, which is a studio outtake from 1968. Got that off a CD put out in 2017 by Jimmy Page called Yardbirds 68. It's essentially a reissue of the live Yardbirds LP put out by Epic Records in 1971, along with a whole bunch of studio outtakes from that same era. Prior to that, we heard Happenings 10 Years Time Ago from 1966, one of two tracks that featured both Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page on them at the same time, another one taken off that 1983 self-titled compilation put out by Epic Records. Before that, we heard a live version of Dazed and Confused from 1968, another one from that Yardbird 68 CD, recorded live at the Anderson Theater in New York City in, of course, 1968. Before that, we heard yet another one from 68. That was Think About It. That was the B-side of a 1968 single. Got that off a 1996 CD reissue of the Little Games album, straight reissue of that album with a bunch of bonus tracks. Before that, another studio outtake from 68, another one from that Yardbird 68 CD. That was Avron Knows. And starting off that second set of music from 1966's Roger the Engineer, the leadoff track off that one, that was Lost Woman, another one taken from that 1983 self-titled compilation on the Epic label. And that's just about it for Hard Stuff this week. As always, thanks so much for listening. And more than that, thank you so much for pledging your support to the Hard Stuff program and to WFMU during the first week of the Hellraiser fundraiser event. I have one more for you before we call it a night here on the program. But before we get to that, your weekly reminder that the Super Tuesday lineup rolls on at 7 p.m. with the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's the Strong Style Chris Crash program. He takes you to the 9 o'clock hour. And closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11, it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. For tonight's final track, we're going to hear another one from 1965, another one featuring the great Jeff Beck. Here is A Train Kept A-Rollin'. Once again, this has been the Hard Stuff program. I've been Frank in Queens. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday, for another Hellraiser installment of the Hard Stuff program. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I hope you'll pledge your support to WFMU during this month-long Hellraiser fundraiser, and we'll see you soon.
music.
For good music. This is your swinging station.
You go to hell!